Abby here with you this evening. And you guys know that one of my favorite things is getting to spotlight different artists here in Australia, but all around the world. It's a special pleasure when I get to spotlight artists that are local to Australia and to the region. Now we have an artist. I get to the chance to chat with an artist that is not local to Townsville, however, is Australian down in Victoria. Getting to meet her along with you to talk about some of her music and the special opportunity that she has to come here to Townsville later this year. Has a couple of brand new releases that are just out. Daisy, it's so good to be with you this evening. How are you?
Hi, Abby. I'm so good. Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure.
Oh, it's so good to be able to chat with you just a little bit. And I'm so excited for the new songs that you have out.
Yeah, definitely. Got a new song just came out last week, which was really exciting to finally release it. And yeah, I'll be in Townsville in October, and it's actually going to be my first time in Townsville. So I'm really excited to perform, but also just to do a little bit of exploring while I'm there.
Yeah, that's so great. I want to jump into chatting about your time here in Townsville and what you're looking forward to most. But something that I like to do, just so that listeners that may not have heard of you get the chance to just, I think, even get to know you and like how you got your start, is to kind of start at the beginning. And I know that you and I just chatted about it a little bit. But could you just start by telling us a little bit about who you are and how you got started in music?
Yeah, for sure. So, like you said, I'm based down in Victoria, but I wasn't always. I was actually born in Queensland, but on the Gold Coast. When I was really little, we moved over to the United States. So I lived over in Iowa and Georgia for many, many years as a kid. And obviously lots of country music was a huge thing that I grew up around.
Yes.
So I was heavily influenced by sort of Nashville music. And I actually started out writing a lot of country style music in my early years. Yeah. I've been, you know, writing music and singing and all of that since high school. But I didn't really start pursuing it until I was about 18 and started gigging and performing at local venues and events. And then I released my first single, Love Like That, which was a country song, when in 2016. So I was about 21 when that one came out. That did quite well. It got into the top 10 on the country iTunes charts at the time, which was really a huge achievement.
Yep.
I've just kind of been writing and releasing music ever since then. But now a lot of my more newer music is a bit more indie pop. It's kind of not quite country anymore.
Gotcha. I kind of have two follow-up questions. I guess the first one is, you said that you were inspired by a lot of Nashville music. And,
yeah,
you know, I think a lot of the listeners, and I've talked about Nashville before because it's like the heart of music in the States. Have you ever gotten the chance to go to Nashville and experience that?
Yeah, I have. I've actually been over twice. A few years back, I went 2 years in a row, and I actually got to co-write some songs with some different songwriters there. And I also got to write and record a song, which I released, I think it was 2019. I think I might have released it, but it was called Think Again, Boy. And that was sort of a Nashville type song that I wrote there. It's amazing. It's never sleeps there, and it's like it's just always people on the street singing. Every bar you go to, someone's playing music and playing a guitar, and I got to sing and play in quite a few different venues there as well, which was an awesome experience.
Oh, that's so cool. I have never been there myself, but we've heard so many great things from lots of artists, I think, that have gotten the chance to either be there or live there. So it's cool that you got to experience that as well.
Yeah, you definitely got to visit. It's definitely worth it. It's very cool.
Sounds like it. Now then, the other question I had based on how you got started was, you said that you kind of switched from this country genre to your indie pop genre. What was the reasoning for that switch?
It wasn't like an intentional thing. So I didn't like one day go, oh, I don't want to do country music anymore. It kind of just, I guess, morphed that way. I started working with a friend of mine who's also a producer and worked with a lot of artists here in Australia, but his name's Rob. And he's co-written on a lot of my newer songs with me. But when we started working together a couple of years ago, it was really cool just being able to explore, I guess, a different style of writing. And I went into a bit more of a vulnerable style of writing, being very open about just different things in my life. And obviously the newer songs are a bit more vulnerable, talking about my husband's journey. And that was just a new depth that I hadn't been to before. And I guess the songs kind of just morphed into this indie pop style without realizing it. It's kind of just gone that way.
I kind of like that, though. It like your music is growing as you grow. And so it just sort of seems like it's been that natural flow of who you are today.
Yeah, I agree. That's a really good way of putting it, actually. Because I think, you know, back when I was a teenager and early 20s, I was in a very different place in my life and in myself than I am now. You know, I'm getting close to 30 now. So, you know, in that time over, you know, 9-10 years, you do develop a lot and you go through a lot of different life experiences. And I think your music develops through that, like you said.
Well, I absolutely love your story and the journey that you're on. And on top of that, you most recently have had a single, Winter Coat, come out that was released earlier this year. And just last month had a single, Green Eyes, come out. Now, you mentioned this just a little bit ago, but some of these songs have been inspired by a pretty heartbreaking story. Can you just talk a little bit about where these songs were inspired from and how that experience influenced some of your songwriting?
Yeah, for sure. So back in 2021, we just moved down to Phillip Island, which is just a little sort of remote area right by the water. And we'd only been here for 2 weeks, and my husband had a really scary experience at the beach. He nearly drowned, and we took him to the hospital, and he was all okay, you know, with the water and everything. But they'd found all these growths and kind of went on this journey to find that he'd been diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which is just a type of cancer, and had to start chemotherapy straight away. And that was sort of during all the COVID pandemic season as well. So there was a lot of lockdowns. A lot of family couldn't see us or visit us during that time. So it was quite isolating as well in that season. So I guess going through that, he wasn't, you know, going through chemo at the hospital every week for about a year and finally went into remission. He's still on medication, but he went into remission and got fully cleared in 2022, I think it was. Yeah. Okay. It was in 2022, I was working with Rob, with that producer, and I was like, you know what, like, why don't we just write about it? Because there was a lot of moments that happened in that year, like you said, heartbreaking, really difficult, but there was a lot of joy that we found in it. And we're very, very thankful that he got through it. And we also got to, you know, encourage other people around us that were going through similar things as well. Yeah. So Winter Coat was one of the first songs that we wrote. And pretty much just about, you know, trying to be his protection and support, the way that a winter coat keeps you warm when in a storm.
Yeah.
So kind of using that metaphor. The chorus of that song also talked about, you know, I made this vow when we got married that I would be with him through sickness and in health. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's always easy. You know, it can be really difficult even in that season. And then Green Eyes was the newest one. And that was about a particular moment in that time when he was singing Green Eyes by Coldplay to me, which is we love Coldplay.
Yeah.
And he was singing that song to me and I were laughing. And then I suddenly got really emotional because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is such a happy, joyful moment we're having. And then you kind of remember everything that's going on. And I got really emotional. These lyrics came to my mind and I quickly wrote them down. But that song's just more about appreciating those moments, you know, not taking them for granted, and being present as well, despite what's going on around you.
Wow. I was literally getting goosebumps while you were describing some of those songs. I can't imagine what you guys have gone through as a family and as husband and wife. But all I kept thinking while you were speaking was, like, something that seemed tragic at the time, the water accident, the outcome could have been so differently, though, if he 100%. Wouldn't have caught it then, too.
100%.
And the story and the songs that you have now because of it, it's just very powerful.
Yeah, I love that. And it is so true. Like, you know, we kind of joke that, you know, him almost having that near drowning experience actually kind of saved his life, because it meant that we actually got to go to the hospital and they found this. And then we were able to kind of start the treatment and end up where we are now. So it's just, it's really cool how things do happen for a reason and kind of turn around for good, even though in the season, it doesn't feel like it at the time.
Yeah. Wow. Very good. Is Wintercoat and Green Eyes, they've both been released as singles. Is this in light of a potential EP or album coming out anytime soon?
Yeah, definitely. So those are just two songs, but there's actually another three songs out of that whole project that I wrote. I am planning to release each single kind of every 8 to 12 weeks and then kind of put it all out together as an EP next year. So there is more coming. Yeah, there'll be probably at least another one or two later this year, and then we'll release the whole thing started next year.
Oh, so exciting. How do you hope that your music, in even thinking about the ones that you will release over the next year or so, will resonate with listeners who may or may not be going through similar challenges?
Ooh, that's a really, really good question. I guess, like, the cool thing with music is that I can't meet every single listener. It's not possible. But I think the cool thing is that my music can speak to people wherever they are. So there might be somebody, you know, on the other side of the world listening to one of those songs and feeling, you know, really encouraged and lifted up. Even though I've never met them.
Yeah.
So I think that's like a really powerful thing with music, is you can reach all these people that I might not actually meet. But yeah, I guess the best way to answer that would probably just be more that my music has a positive impact on them. You know, even if it's just for that 3 minutes or 4 minutes while they're driving, you know, for them to feel, uplifted and happy in that moment is really cool that I can have that impact on somebody.
Yeah, we just had our radio appeal a couple weeks ago, and the amount of testimonies that come in from listeners who say, like, you know, you have no idea as a radio show host or as an artist, singer, songwriter, where I'm at or what I'm going through, but the way that music is able to just meet me in that moment is probably one of the most impactful things, and probably the thing that we heard the most testimonies come from. So I'm excited to see how your music is able to do that with listeners as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Totally agree as well.
No worries. So, okay, you're coming to Queensland later this year in October for the very first time. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, I'm really excited. Townsville, I've been to Cairns once and obviously been to Gold Coast and all of that, but obviously Townsville's kind of in between.
Yeah.
And so I've never been to that area. But yeah, I'm super excited obviously to perform, but I'm actually also really excited to kind of get up to some warmth, because it is very cold where I am. Like, it got down to -2, I think a day or two ago down here. So, and it gets really frosty and stuff. So, you know, it's beautiful weather up where you guys are. And so, and we're going to kind of make it a bit of a family holiday as well with my husband and my daughter. So getting to spend time as a family will be really special.
Oh, so good. I just had a friend who just flew to Melbourne and sent me a picture, and she's wearing like a winter coat. And the at the very top of the screenshot was the temperature, and it said it had like a frost warning. And I just was like, man, this is like literally different worlds we're living in, even though it's all within Australia.
It's like the same country.
Yeah.
I know. Australia's like, it's such a big island. You get so many different, different weather patterns in all the different spots, which is really funny.
Yeah. Okay. So you're making it a family vacation. I do want to talk about what you're going to be doing here in Townsville in October, but what are you most looking forward to as a family doing? Have you already searched out what you can be doing while you're here, or is that something that you'll like plan when you get here?
Probably a little bit of both. We kind of like doing things like a little bit spontaneously. I don't like to plan too much. But we definitely want to go across to Magnetic Island, I didn't realize that was only like a 20-minute ferry ride, which is really cool. And obviously I'm playing right on the Strand, but apparently it's really beautiful through there, like all the beach and, you know, the cafes and things and the walks. So looking forward to just doing that and being able to walk around and look at the shops and go for a swim as well.
Yeah, the Strand is absolutely beautiful. And I mean, you already said it, but there's just so much to do down there. So that in of itself could take you days just to check everything out and you know, enjoy the scenery. So
100%. Yeah, that's so but yeah, like you said, I will probably, you know, have a look at what there is to do when we get there as well.
All right. So you're coming to town for NAFA specifically. When are you performing? What is that going to look like? And what can people expect from your performance, I guess?
So I'm performing on October 5 and October 6th. So it's a weekend. Saturday, Sunday. The Saturday night's a bit later. I'm not on till 8:30 in the evening.
Okay.
I think it's about 8:30. Yeah. And then but the Sunday's a bit earlier, which is probably a bit easier for people with kids. So it's about 5:30 in the evening on the Sunday. And I think it's also a long weekend, like a public holiday for you guys there as well, which is cool. I didn't realize. So the show is actually going to be a bit intimate. It's going to be me and my guitar. So I'll be playing all of my original music, some of my old stuff, but obviously playing a lot of my new stuff and some of the new songs I haven't released yet. Mm-hmm. And just getting to share a little bit about the songs while I'm up there as well.
Oh, so good. We're very excited for you. Where can they find your music online or a chance to follow you in your journey?
Yeah, definitely. So I've got a website which has a little bit of a bio there, and it's got all of my social media links, but I am on Instagram. I do actually quite like Instagram over the other social media ones, so I do post a lot on there. But I post on TikTok, I post on Facebook as well, and I've got the Facebook events on there for the shows. Trying to think what else there is. I'm not really big on Twitter, so don't bother looking me up on Twitter, but all the other ones I'm on there.
Okay.
And then music wise, if they want to listen to my music, I'm on Apple Music, YouTube, Spotify, and all those different platforms.
Yeah, great. Thanks so much, Daisy. I so appreciate it. And we're so looking forward to having you here in Townsville when you come.
I just really appreciate, you know, any of the support that they've shown in my music. And, you know, if you can make it to the show, it means so much to me. But even if you can't make it to a show, yeah, jump on one of, you know, on my social media, give me a follow, maybe watch some of the videos. If you're with family and close friends, you know, don't take them for granted.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.